classified in across Gaza Tuesday in what the Reuters News Service reports is some of the heaviest shelling in weeks, as the army ordered fresh evacuations in the north, warning civilians they were in a dangerous combat zone. Strikes by air and shelling from tanks on the ground were also reported in central and southern areas in what residents said were almost nonstop bombardments. In a post on the social platform, media platform X, Israeli Army spokesman Avichai Adri urged citizens of four zones in northern Gaza to move to shelters in designated areas. Associated Press Persian Gulf News Director John Gambrell says at the 200-day mark, the Gaza conflict shows no signs of stopping.
Efforts at a ceasefire negotiation appear stalled for weeks now, and the Israelis are starting to make more suggestions that they could intensify their attacks. That could include a ground offensive in Rafah. That's where half of the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people now are displaced by the war and out of their homes.
After months of delay, the U.S. Senate Tuesday has taken up the foreign aid bill for its final passage. It's a package that contains $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The measure contains $61 billion for war-torn Ukraine, as well as both humanitarian aid for Gaza and for Israel. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said lawmakers need to send a signal to the world.
The Senate sits for a test on behalf of the entire nation. It's a test of American resolve, our readiness, and our willingness to lead. And the stakes of failure are abundantly clear.
This is VOA News. A Moscow court Tuesday rejected jailed Wall Street Journal Evan Gershkovich's appeal, keeping him in jail till at least June 30th.